this is Kenya, and welcome to my magical cottagecore life. Today, we're going to have some fun. I need you to bring running clothes and some comfortable shoes because it's time to go foraging. Don't worry, it's not just foraging just for getting out, but we're going to make something lovely with it. And this one is going to be really colorful. You don't have a lot of time depending on where you are. Everywhere. And if you don't act fast, you don't act quickly, then you may miss your chance. So, open up your big book of stuff, because today we're going foraging blooms and blossoms so we can make blossom deviled eggs. I know, right? Let's turn to the section on foraging and eggs. I'm pretty sure you've never seen this recipe anywhere else. Let's get started. Now, the way this is going to work is pretty standard. We're going to be looking for three kinds of blossom today in this episode, but I've already done it. But for you, I'm sharing it with you so that you know what to look for. And those three blossoms are forsythia blossom, cherry blossom, and apple blossom. But if you can't find cherry blossom, you can use crabapple blossom. If you can't find forsythia blossom, then just leave it out and use the other three. It's up to you, but I'm going for these particular blossoms because of the way they look together. They're really pretty, and even though the taste is not necessarily what you would expect, they are complementary to the recipes we're going to go over today. Also, if you're in an area that has redbud trees, which by the way is a form of a pea plant, then you can also add those to the mix. But again, everything has its own specific taste. And forsythia is a bit bitter, so you'll see why you don't use it by itself unless you're using it in one of the spicy versions. Now, of course, once you've foraged all of these blossoms, and that's pretty much giving you the benefit of the doubt that the blossoms are available, you're going to wash them and soak them for quite a little bit in salted water, and then shake them off. If you have a salad spinner, that's great. No, I'm not endorsed by salad spinner. And then leave them out to dry for a bit. And you do that when you're going to eat them. If you're just drying them for other reasons, you don't have to go through all that. But this also gives a chance for all the little creatures that might be hiding in there, like ants or other things, to escape. You know, unless you just want that extra protein, which that's up to you, but I'd rather not. This is going to be really easy. This is the easiest part, but you have also got to make sure you have enough eggs to suit your purposes. And keep in mind that you don't have to use your blossoms right away. You can freeze them or dry them. But when you dry them, just keep in mind they're going to get very, very small compared to what they are now. So first things first, now that we're in the kitchen, we're going to start our eggs. And remember, however many eggs you boil, you're going to have twice as many deviled eggs. Because why? You cut them in half. That's why. So if you want to feed maybe 2 eggs per person, then you would have 4. But if you want to feed 2 deviled eggs per person and you had 4 people, you would make 8. Because again, they are cut in half, okay? So the serving is actually half of an egg itself. I think my math was right there. Getting up there. Just had a birthday, by the way. My birthday is Earth Day. So I am now 54. Check it. Okay, so Earth Day is 54 years old. My birthday literally is Earth Day, the first Earth Day. Okay, so that being said, what we're going to do now is we're going to boil some eggs. Now, I have myself, my daughter, and my husband. I don't eat a lot. I'm not feeling great, so I'm definitely not going to eat a lot today, but my husband can put quite a few deviled eggs away. So what we're going to do is I think we're going to make 6 whole eggs, which will make 12 deviled eggs or deviled egg servings. So that's what's going to happen. Yep, that's what we're going to do. But I'm not going to make them all the same because I like a sweeter version. My daughter likes a neutral. My husband kind of likes a neutral, but he can eat spicy, and I really like the spicy as well. I like sweet and spicy. So once we figure that out, we're going to start our eggs to a boil. Do not put a lot of baking soda in your water. I've seen people doing that. It makes them crack. It makes them act crazy. Please don't do that. So boil your eggs. Up to you how long you boil them. I overboil my eggs, so I don't stop them at 6 minutes. I give them a little bit more time, but it's to your personal preference, of course. Now that that's all done, and we boiled our eggs, we set them out, we're going to put them into the sink and pour out the hot water and fill it with cooling water. Now, understand that it will take a while for them to cool. Please don't flash cool them. Let them cool down in the cool water. Change it out a few times. I find that it makes it easier to peel and a better product for me. It's up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but that's how I was taught to do them. You can even dip them in iced water, but don't stick them in the freezer. It just doesn't come out the same way. The other part is, once that's done, peel your eggs and save your shells, crush them up, maybe boil them again, and then put them in your garden, that whole mush, especially since you're preparing your garden for planting. But it's up to you. I can't tell you what to do. You're going to start cutting your eggs. Cut them in half lengthwise, and then scoop out the yellow yolk. It should be hard. Now, wait. Here's the thing. You can scoop them out with a spoon, poke them out with your finger, or you can make your life really easy and just kind of give them a little squeeze from the back, kind of like you're squeezing it and popping it out. And I found that's the easiest way. And that way, once you've got all the yolks removed, mix them up in a really big bowl. The eggs are going to be the filling. Now, because you're doing different kinds, you can, after you mash all of the eggs together, the yolks all together, okay? You're going to mash all the yolks, and you're going to make this kind of like crumbly, mushy mess. Now you're going to start to add your mayonnaise or whatever your base is. You could add hummus. I'm not the judge of you. Some people can't eat mayonnaise. I'm not really going to judge you. That's not your thing. That's not your thing. Some people just don't like it. Other people use, if you believe it or not, they use garlic dip, and that's fine too. It's a little too garlicky for me, but whatever works for you. I don't use Miracle Whip for this, even though I'm a Miracle Whip fan, because it just doesn't taste the same for me. It's not as neutral as I would like it to be. But that's, again, your choice. And before you really get into this, once you mix your mayonnaise into your base, you're going to start dividing. Divide your filling, because that's what this is, the filling, into about as many different batches as you have blossoms, because each batch is going to have a different blossom in it. Except the fact that if you want to, you can mix them, but eggs are really small, so you wouldn't be able to tell. Now, some of them are just going to be your simple deviled egg, just mayonnaise and egg and maybe some paprika and sometimes a little mustard, and that's pretty basic. And you can do that, and I would recommend for that particular egg just to mix in your crabapple blossom. And let's get to the next few recipes for the different eggs. Now for the sweeter egg mix, I'd recommend, instead of using mustard, I would add sweet pickle relish, and for that one, I would add apple blossom. Now, that's just me, but I think that would be really tasty. You could even mix pimento stuffed olive into that as well, some slices, or just put a slice on the top. That's a pretty good flavor. For the next one, I would recommend horseradish mixed in instead of mustard, a tiny bit of pepper, cayenne, or chili powder, one or the other, and that's the one that I would put the forsythia in. Remember, when you're sprinkling on the dry powders, you would sprinkle them in after you put them back into the egg as well. And for me, that bitter taste of the forsythia bloom would mix really, really well. It's a good taste, and it gives you just the right amount of pop. And then for the last one, I would put on a little bit of chopped green onion top and mix that together into the base with a tiny bit of pickle juice, or vinegar, just a little bit of apple cider vinegar, the tiniest bit, or red wine vinegar. Mix it all up, and that would be the one that I would, if I had mixed blossoms, I'd put that in there, or if I had a red bud, I would put that in there, because it would give just the right amount of pop to that. And then I would make that my other egg. But experiment, do what you want. The thing is, when you add the blossoms, it gives something. It's just a different flavor, a different taste, and it's really beautiful to the eye. If you have extra blossoms, make sure you put the blossom on top as an accent. If you have the olive on one of them, you would put the blossom next to the olive. When you're stuffing your eggs, you can either cut the end off of a small Ziploc bag and squeeze it out. You can use a piping bag, or you can use a baby spoon, which is what my favorite technique is, because it doesn't have to look pretty. It just has to get into the egg, and that would be my recommendation. To serve this, I'd recommend placing them on a simple platter. You don't have to go all out. You don't have to go to the supermarket and get the super fancy schmancy egg tray, but you can. I mean, that would be cool. But just generally putting them out is pretty easy. If you want to keep them cool, then you could take that platter or that large plate and put ice on the bottom in a plastic wrap, or even if you have your waxed cloth, place that on the bottom and put the ice cubes there. And it should actually have a rim around it so that the water doesn't spill out as the ice breaks down, although I doubt they will be there long enough for the ice to melt before they're eaten up, depending on the kind of service you have. You would then place the eggs white side down with the filling on the top. You know, I want to, you know, it's pretty obvious, but you never know. And then that way they'd be ready to go. If you have little fruit flies or anything, you want to cover it, of course. But if not, just leave them like that on the table with the rest of the food, and you're good to go. For me, I have to put these up because my husband's at work right now, so they'll be placed in a large, and I mean a large, plastic container. I generally stack them, though. It's not that deep if I'm just eating them as a snack here. I don't have to make them pretty, but they are gorgeous if they have a cute little peck of blossom in there. And that's it. That's how you make blossom deviled eggs. And I hope you'll enjoy them. Let me know how they turn out for you. I love sharing these things with my friends, and we're friends, right? And for my special friends who I saw at a new moon, hi! Yes, it's me. And I really had a good time with you this weekend. And I hope to see you next month. Okay. All right. And I hope to see all of you here again on my Magical Cottagecore Life.